First of all, that was a great football game we had out there. Exciting, the way it should be in the NFL. That's a good football team, the Houston Texans. We need to give them a lot of credit because that's a good football team. Arian Foster, Matt Schaub, Owen Daniels, those guys did a great job. I felt like our defense really rose to the challenge of playing against that football team. That was a huge challenge we issued to them, and they got it done. Our special teams covered kicks great all day today, gave us field position and backed them up, made them go a long way. And then offensively, you know, we tried to do more. We opened it up a little bit and had some success doing it. We had a lot of guys that contributed to this victory. I'm happy for the men in this locker room. They prepared and performed, and it's really a testament to the quality and the character of the men that we have on our football team and on our coaching staff. So I'm happy for them. They did a fantastic job getting this team ready to go, and the players did a great job today.
Coach, what was Tim's demeanor going into that last drive before?
Tim's demeanor all day has been the same. He's intense. He's excited. He's ready to go. Every time he gets ready to touch the ball, he's into it. He's making the adjustments on the sidelines, and he was ready to go all day today.
How's it feel to get your first win as an NFL head coach?
It's an unbelievable feeling right now, but I'm happy for the men in the locker room. That's who those guys deserve this victory. I told them before the game, they deserve this. No one's going to give it to us, but they deserved it because how they prepare, and then they go out and perform like that. So I'm happy for them. That's the coaches that spend all the hours doing this, that's who they won this football game.
What is the biggest difference between the first half and the second half?
Adjustments. We made some adjustments. We felt like there were some things we needed to do differently. We came in, we got those things, and then we executed those adjustments. Our guys bought into what we were trying to do and what we needed to do, and that was the biggest difference.
Did you mention a couple?
I mean, just we wanted to get to some play action things a little bit more. We wanted to take some more shots down the field and throw the ball and do some things. But we adjusted our game plan and our guys executed.
You guys opened it up a little more in the second half. Is that fair to say?
I think that's probably fair to say.
Okay, what was it to say? You just decided there was more there?
Well, we felt like the play action pass gave us a chance, but you know, all the backs came in and contributed running the ball, and it was tough sledding at times, but then we popped a couple runs here and there. You know, it's a whole group. Our offensive line gave us protection all day long on offense, and then you know, Brandon Lloyd went up and got a couple balls. He went up and got a couple balls, and that's what we've asked guys to do.
Eric, screen pass, you guys were throwing it all day. Was that a matter of what they were showing you, or what you plan to do with Tim Scarpin?
We carry a lot of screens every week, different ways, Steve, and what we're always trying to do is trying to figure out how we can get the ball in space. We want to get the ball in our best athletes' hands in space, and so we carry a lot of those different screens, and some of them were successful today, some of them weren't.
Eric, 7 of his first 13 completions were on screen passes. As the game went on, did you feel more comfortable letting him do a little bit more over the middle of the field?
As the game wore on, he was doing more and more over the field, and so we just kept going with it. And again, when we came into halftime, we tried to make some adjustments that we felt like we needed to take some shots, we needed to push the ball down the field. But that's a product of everything. We needed to keep trying to run the ball too, because those play actions don't work as well if you're not trying to run it. So we just kept trying to go to work. Every series, we were making corrections, making adjustments, trying to find something that was going to give us a little spark, and we just kept going. Champ's a little sore. We're going to check him out still. We don't know yet. Noshon got banged up a little bit, so Lance and Buck took most of the work in the second half, all the work in the second half. But, again, we've got guys on this football team that prepare themselves for any opportunity, and that's what it is. They made the most of those opportunities.
Talk about Carell a little bit. I mean, he came up big in the second half, you guys.
Carell Buchalter, since I've gotten here, has been a great example of a professional football player in everything he does, how he carries himself, how he prepares, and then whenever we've called on him, he's gone in and done whatever we've asked. And this performance here, that's Buck. That's what he wants to do. That's what he will do every time he gets a chance. So I'm happy for him. He did a great job today.
Coach, what was the difference with the defense in the fourth quarter today as compared to the past?
I think we made more plays. We did our job. We didn't try to do anything other than what our job description was. Everyone was in the right spots. We were trying to do the right things. We were making tackles when we need to. And we made some plays. We got some tip balls, our hands up. We finished today.
Eric, at the end of this season, there's going to be a lot of changes, as you know. Content with whatever happens now that you got this win? Feel good about what you've done and all that kind of stuff?
Mike, I feel great about where we're standing right here today, but tomorrow when we come to work, we got to get ready for the San Diego Chargers. And every week, all I'm trying to do is get to Sunday. That's my goal, is to get to Sunday, and then we'll deal with whatever happens on Sunday. We're going to go back to work tomorrow. We're going to enjoy this. We're going to enjoy this because this is hard to come by in the NFL. And we're going to go back to work tomorrow, get ready for San Diego Chargers next week here at home. The fans were fantastic. We're going to need that again because they were up and ready to go at the end when we needed them, and they were absolutely fantastic. So we're going to need that next week again, and we're going to need the same effort from our team, and we believe we'll get that, and we'll worry about everything else after the end of the year.
How about Tebow going forward? I mean, I know this is an audition for him too, also, but I mean, can you see him playing for years to come here for this franchise?
I just want to see Tebow play against San Diego next week, and then we'll worry about all that as we go. I think he did a great job today. He deserves this win. He played well. He led this football team and did the things we asked him to do, and we're excited to have him here, excited as can be to have him here.
So Tim's definitely going against San Diego?
We're going to enjoy this one right now, and I'll see you guys tomorrow, and we'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow.
Yeah, Orton's still not right, right? That's why he's number three.
Ooh. We're going to take all that as we go forward. Mike, we're going to enjoy this right now, and then we'll worry about all those other conversations as we go forward.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.